This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top military commander said on Tuesday that his forces had taken even more advanced further into Russia's Kursk region and now control 74 settlements after launching a surprise cross-border incursion a week ago. Ukrainian forces entered Russia's Kursk region last Tuesday and have taken dozens of settlements in the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. The U.S. announced on Tuesday it has approved billions of dollars more in weapons sales to Israel amid threat of a wider Middle East war, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The State Department says the U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. Congress was notified of the impending sale, which includes more than 50 F-15 fighter jets. The long-term sale comes at a time of intense concern that Israel may become involved in a wider Middle East war. The Biden administration has had to balance its continued support for Israel with a growing number of calls from lawmakers and the U.S. public to curb military support there due to the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
The Pentagon said on Tuesday the United States is not looking to engage in offensive operations despite beefing up posture in the Middle East, saying their main focus is on de-escalating tensions.
Our focus is on de-escalating the situation. We have put these additional capabilities into the region to enable us, as I highlighted, to protect our forces, but also to support the defense of Israel should it be attacked.
That's Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Secretary Pat Ryder.